This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the strictest abortion ban in the land, and it's been signed into law by Alabama's Governor Kay Ivey. It makes nearly all abortions illegal except in cases where the mother's life is in danger, making no exception for rape or incest. The state attorney general is Steve Marshall, and he says, bring on the legal battles.
The Attorney General's responsibility is to defend the laws of this state, and we're going to do that vigorously. And as somebody who strongly supports the right to life, I very much embrace this fight.
Meanwhile, a bill is progressing in Missouri that would ban abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy. Republican Governor Mike Parson says,
I really believe this legislation will get done because I believe it is the will of the people.
The White House playing down reports about a rift in the Trump administration over any threats from Iran. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president is the ultimate decision maker and will make the best decisions to keep Americans safe. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Authorities in Wisconsin expected to release more details soon on a case in which a Wisconsin firefighter was shot and killed while on the job in Appleton yesterday. A city cop was wounded. Appleton Police Chief Todd Thomas.
Appleton police officers and firefighters responded to the 100 block of East Washington Street for a medical call. While treating the person, the incident escalated into shots being fired.
The police officer is expected to recover. Another Democrat running for the White House. This time, it's New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio, who announced this morning.
As president, I will take on the wealthy. I will take on the big corporations. I will not rest until this government serves working people.
But just hours after his announcement, dozens of NYPD union members are protesting his announcement. PBA members claiming the mayor is not negotiating their contract in good faith and calling de Blasio a phony progressive. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The head of the UN is concerned that a so-called nuclear coffin in the Marshall Islands is leaking into the Pacific. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is touring the South Pacific to raise awareness of climate change issues and saying he's concerned that the concrete dome built in the 70s to try to contain waste from an atomic bomb test site may be leaking now. Radioactive ash from the tests was poured into a crater. He said the crater was never lined, though, leading to fears the waste may be just seeping into the ocean. The search for a missing four-year-old girl in Houston's been suspended. A volunteer group says they've temporarily suspended the search to find Malia Davis after following up on dozens of tips and leads. The group says they found no evidence that's been helpful. The group insists it's just a temporary suspension, though, till they can get more information. The girl's father, Darian Vence, was the last person to see her, and he's now been charged with evidence tampering. And Woodstock 50 is back on. A New York judge ruling yesterday the Japanese finance company that's behind it had no right to cancel the festival. He also ruled, though, the company does not have to return the nearly $18 million that Woodstock co-founder Michael Lang alleged it had taken from the festival's bank account. Woodstock 50, though, is now set to take place on August 16th through the 18th in Watkins Glen, New York. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You ready to go on a search for ideological drivers inside the anti-Trump conspiracy? Ready for that? We're going to be talking about Dinah West's new book, The Red Thread. She's a journalist, a syndicated columnist, and I might add, it seems to be a bit of a reluctant historian. But we'll talk a little bit more about that. Dinah West, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm just fine, thanks, Bill. Great to be with you.
Hey, good to be here. You said that you saw yourself as a journalist. You didn't necessarily see yourself as a historian, but maybe with your writing, you're doing something that I believe is so needed. I think that, first of all, you know, at the core of being a journalist, you want to document history. You want to be able to pass on to the next generation exactly what's going on. But the kind of journalism that is happening today, it almost needs to come with an asterisk because we're hard-pressed to get an objective view of what is happening in our country.
Absolutely, and that's true of our history as well. And I guess my reluctance at being considered a historian, first of all, I don't have a PhD, but I, in some ways that is a good way to go about history without being taught how to do it, except to try to pursue the facts as an old-fashioned journalist would try to do. I mean, this is really what history and journalism are so close. They always say journalism is the first draft of history, and right. I think that is true. So it becomes a revolutionary act, really, to simply pursue facts where they lead. But in history and journalism, this is what must be done.
Yeah. No offense for anybody that worked hard to get their PhD, but sometimes, you know, that point in their life gives them some added self-determination as if, you know, they're the end of the story, that, you know, nobody should continue to search out. Although you have many PhDs that realize the more they learn, they understand how much they don't know. And so they keep engaging with critical thought and critical questions. And, you know, this is what I love about what we do here is that we get to ask questions.
Right. Right, and not be afraid of asking questions. I think often when things are taught a certain way, or when you understand a newsroom to work a certain way, you shun areas that are considered forbidden mm-hmm. or disturbing or politically incorrect, to use another
right.
term. So this is something that again, this is the kind of taboo I like to break, and I think it becomes a healthier discussion and debate when you actually throw more information and sources and topics mm-hmm. into the mix. And that's really what I was trying to do with The Red Thread, because this new book I've just come out with, A Search for Ideological Drivers Inside the Anti-Trump Conspiracy, this really was my attempt, and an ongoing attempt, I will add, the story is certainly not finished, to answer the question, why would so many top powerful bureaucrats, political appointees, or people at the top of the bureaucratic tree actually commit acts that are against the law, risk everything if justice is truly blind, which is another question, but seriously, go against every possible restraint and constitutional restraint, legal restraint, in order to overturn an election of 2016.
Right.
I don't feel people have been asking the question, what makes them tick? And this is where you get to this search for ideology among the key players.
Right. Well, Donald Trump, I guess, to help people understand, because the first thing that happens, I guess, by way of trying to understand, is you try to name it. And so he's called it and identified it as the deep state, this unelected bureaucracy that pulls the levers of our government. And over the years, as people have ignored them, they've been able to ascertain a tremendous amount of power and influence. And God only knows. I mean, well, we're looking at 2016. I mean, if you pull the thread, as you write about on this, you know, what else is connected to it? And how many years back?
Exactly. No, it goes way back. I mean, I'm looking at a century at this point in terms of my previous book, American Betrayal, which in a sense was, I didn't know the word swamp yet, but or deep state, but it was a historical look at the creation of the deep state going back to Franklin Roosevelt's administrations in the 1930s, beginning in the 1930s, and of course going in through World War II. But the important thing here, too, is to understand how Donald Trump alone, of all the figures in both political parties. I mean, this is not just a Democrat problem. It certainly is a Republican problem just as much as a Democrat problem. Donald Trump was the only person to threaten the swamp because I believe he is a counter-revolutionary figure.
Right.
And what you start to understand about the people trying to overturn the election and bring down his presidency, these are revolutionary figures who want to save not the republic, not the function of elections, not the Constitution. They want to save the revolution that has really been underway in this country, certainly since those days, going back to the Roosevelt administration and the so-called post-war, quote, liberal world order, the new world order, the international socialist order. We now mostly call it globalism. But it's a place where nation states disappear. And if Donald Trump is the first man in American history to come forward and say, I want to recreate the nation state, well, that's a direct threat on this entire progression toward global government, international socialism, globalism, the global economy, all of those things in which nation states disappear. And I think that is really why we see this incredible, unprecedented eruption of lawlessness. I mean, this really was an attempted coup, and it's still going on. So this is something very serious, and I think only Donald Trump, because of who he is, he's so idiosyncratic and individualistic, he is a catalyst of something never would have happened with any other candidate
without
on
a doubt
side.
Exactly. And you know, you use the word lawlessness, and I got to tell you, it shakes me to my core. Because when lawlessness is reigning, and I believe, in fact, the other day I was trying to capture this this soundbite. Joe Biden was on was at an event, and a gal was talking, and she referred to the president as being lawless. And Joe Biden said, you know, you need to be my vice president, and you know, kind of deal. And I thought, do you even realize, did you hear what she just said? In impugning the President of the United States, calling him lawless, I mean, this is very dangerous when words like that are thrown out because they have implication, they have meaning, they impact people's perspective to think that, hey, you know, how about the group of lawless people that are already out there just, you know, looking for a time to demonstrate their lawlessness. Now, all of a sudden, they're given validation because somebody has decided to recklessly you know, associate the President of the United States with lawlessness. I think it's extremely dangerous, Diana.
Well, it is, and it shows the cheapening of language, the turning of language into weaponry. some people are lawless, some people are not. The president is not lawless, but this coup is.
Without a doubt. Well, that's the deal, is that this is very criminal. The other thing I would say in my conversations with other historians, Diana, is that, you know, we've had this tension from day one, when the founding fathers, it wasn't like there was 100% agreement across the board about this great American experiment. And as we know, the nature of history and man is that you put an idea up, no matter how good it is, you're going to get tension. You're going to get pushback. And America, the fact of the matter is, we've had lots of pushback from day one. And we're going to talk more and particularly about the red thread when we come back with author, journalist, and syndicated columnist Diana West, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Conversation with Dinah West continues, author of the new book, Red Thread, Search for Ideological Drivers Inside the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. And before we get back to that, you noted on your website the passing of Doris Day.
Yes.
And, of course, this has been a rough week in a sense. I mean, Doris Day passes at 97, and then Tim Conway before that. Conway gave us such great memories, as did Doris Day, you know, for those of us that grew up in that era of que sera, sera, and, you know, what she contributed. And, you know, in latter life, I mean, rather shy. I mean, she wasn't one to, you know, gain a lot of attention. I guess she got all the attention she needed when she was a big star and, you know, was happy to live the rest of her life, you know, kind of quietly. And her manager said she was rather, you know, rather shy. And so that
Isn't
was consistent,
that amazing?
Right?
Yes, it's yeah. true. Yes, yeah. She was just an effervescent performer.
Right. And then, of course, you know, the legend of Tim Conway. I mean, you know, just looking at Tim Conway, you want to laugh. I mean, he didn't have to say anything. You know?
Yes, that was, I think, one of his funniest things for some reason. Yes, I remember on the Carol Burnett show. Sure.
Yeah, all those classic, you know, the whole dental one with Harvey Korman. And, you know, and he talked about at length, you know, well before his death with Carol Burnett and what she offered, you know, the freedom of the ensemble to be themselves and, you know, impromptu and, you know, just, and I guess part of the attitude of the show was just to surprise one another. And in surprising one another, they surprised the audience with their antics. So,
right.
So good fun. So rest in peace, two great stars that have blessed us over the years, Doris Day and Tim Conway. So back with your book, The Red Thread. How did this come about, Diana?
Well, I think, again, going back to this question I had of why these people were doing what they were doing was frustrating, because all of the major players are big jobs, suits, resumes, big schools, long careers. You don't really know who they are. They're not political people who have to go and introduce themselves to the people and run for office. They're those faceless bureaucrats who sometimes become famous because they become FBI director or some such. So it was difficult. But then in December 2017, when we learned about that very peculiar couple at the center of all of this, Bruce Orr and Nellie Orr, Bruce Orr being the senior Justice Department official, career Justice Department official at the time, Nellie Orr, his wife, being the Russia expert at Fusion GPS, which, of course, is the shop where the so-called Steele dossier was crafted, this couple presented an opportunity because Nellie had been a professor in her early career. In the 1990s, she taught Russian history at Vassar.
Right.
And when I found that out, when that news broke, I knew there'd be a paper trail. And I decided to immerse myself as best I could in her academic writings, which are very dry. I didn't really know at first what I was reading. You know, you have to kind of decode it. But at a certain point, I realized, just, you know, to describe it in briefly, this is someone who has apologized for the Stalin era. She has talked about, literally, quote, the terror, which we can all understand, the terror and the excitement of the Stalin era. And I go through this in The Red Thread. I go through her quotations, her own words, her own activities. She studied in the Soviet Union in the late 1980s, which is a time particularly true, I think it's still true, but particularly true when you're, as an American scholar, your thesis, your movements, your research were strictly controlled by KGB censors, ultimately. So this is the kind of Soviet degrees, if you will, that our traveling academics would win and then come back onto the college campus and basically teach us these KGB-approved sets of studies. And she was one of those people. I went through her work and thought, my goodness, there's something here. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, could I find other writings of these players? And I was able to. So that was kind of the beginning of The Red Thread.
Isn't that amazing? Because you think you see something here with Nellie Orr, and then you go, how many other academics with this kind of background that clearly is anti-American that we unleash in our institutions and send our kids to be indoctrinated? I mean, how insane is this?
Well, it is insane, and not only that, but she has a career, part of her career is being a CIA contractor. We know she has CIA links. If you look at her counterpart at Fusion GPS, Christopher Steele, the former British intelligence officer, I was able to learn, again, open sources of just newspapers in Britain, about his having been known widely. He was a well-known student at Cambridge, where he went to school in the 80s, and he was known as a confirmed socialist. I mean, think about that. We've got a Stalin apologist, a confirmed socialist. This becomes, you know, kind of an inviting thread to follow. And what did I find? Also in the 1980s, remember, we're still in the Cold War, very fraught times. At this same time, James Comey, our previous FBI director, was at William & Mary in Virginia. And what do you know? He, in an interview, very openly discussed having been himself a communist. I mean, this is extraordinary.
Yes.
And then meanwhile, up the road from William & Mary, up at Langley, Virginia, where the CIA is, you have John Brennan entering as a CIA young, you know, recruited CIA analyst about 1980, fresh from having voted for Gus Hall, the Communist Party United States candidate for president. I mean, I'm not making this up. This is real.
Yeah, right. It's all connected to your red thread here.
Exactly. So you're starting to see a pattern, are you not?
So,
in terms of this animus toward President Trump, who I also do believe, in addition to being this counter-revolutionary figure, I think he is the most completely anti-communist president we have ever had. I think it's just part of his ethos. And I would even say that, including wonderful Ronald Reagan, who at the same time was very much an internationalist and a free trader, and those are sort of agendas that can be very easily subverted by the left and by communists. So in terms of Donald Trump's America First agenda that he ran on, this was a very anti-communist agenda, whether we use the word or not. People are afraid of these words today, but this is exactly what we learn as we study them. And so you see the anti-communist Trump, and you see these people who certainly began their lives very strongly on the left with great Marxist influence. And indeed, I was able to track forward in, for example, in the case of James Comey, a continuing affinity for these kinds of Marxist teachings, which he brags about to this day.
Mm-hmm.
He brags about this. So this is also in the red thread.
Right. Do you kind of sense the red thread is vibrating with anxiety as the exposure is coming out here? I mean, Donald Trump has been an exposing agent, clearly.
Yes. He is a disruptor, as they say, and an exposer. I don't know. I hope so. I will tell you that if these investigations that are underway do not include going back to the beginning, which would be the DNC server in the summer of 2016,
exactly,
which we are supposed to believe was a Russian hack, but the evidence suggests was actually an internal leak. If they don't go back and unravel that, then these investigations will actually, in my view, be a sham.
Well, Luke Roziak,
the original. Yeah.
Luke Roziak reported in his book about the Pakistani operative that was, he was handling 40 Democrat emails in the House. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she appointed him, right, and protected him and kept him on the payroll even after he had been found out. He downloaded in mass terabytes of information out of these computers. I mean, the Democrats are talking about being hacked, but I mean, talk about leaving your car right there with the keys in it in the middle of the Bronx. What did you think was going to happen?
Right. And there's more evidence, too, that it was an internal leak at the DNC as well that has been covered over. So we've got to uncover that to know that the investigation is going to be hard-hitting and real.
Well, Diana, we got to have you back because this conversation has to continue. As you say, we're just barely pulling on this thread here, and there's so much more to it. Thank you for being on the show. She's a journalist, syndicated columnist. I say a reluctant historian, but I think you've accepted the fact that you are maybe a new genre historian, and we're grateful for all your hard work and investigative reporting. And her book, The Red Thread, A Search for Ideological Drivers Inside the Anti-Trump Conspiracy, linked on our website.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. No Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the strictest abortion ban in the land, and it's been signed into law by Alabama's Governor Kay Ivey. It makes nearly all abortions illegal, except in cases where the mother's life is in danger, making no exception for rape or incest. The state attorney general is Steve Marshall, and he says, bring on the legal battles.
The Attorney General's responsibility is to defend the laws of this state, and we're going to do that vigorously. And as somebody who strongly supports the right to life, I very much embrace this fight.
Meanwhile, a bill is progressing in Missouri that would ban abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy. Republican Governor Mike Parson says,
I really believe this legislation will get done because I believe it is the will of the people.
The White House playing down reports about a rift in the Trump administration over any threats from Iran. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president is the ultimate decision maker and will make the best decisions to keep Americans safe. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying?
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Wayne Lyke is fresh and independent. Okay, a little bit on real, I'll admit, but hey, look, that's what we all need. You know, we're not going to just roll over and just take it, right? Are we? Good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Ken Klein joins us, filmmaker, author, explorer, athlete, pastor, father, husband, overall good guy. Ken, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on the program.
Hey, looking forward to talking about your new book, The Deep State Prophecy and The Last Trump.
Yeah, I am too. Thanks for having me again.
Okay, so let's talk about it. I mean, this is, you see the title of this and you go, okay, this is timely. So what drove you to write this book you had to write?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of ways I could describe this. But I think for me, it's a desire to help people see clearly.
Mm-hmm.
There's a scripture in the Old Testament where it says something like this. It's like an axeman came into the forest and cut down all the trees and we can't see our times. And that's kind of how I'm seeing where we're at in human history, is that just so wild out there in the Congress, in the borders, and the people that are being martyred for Christ around the world, just the confusion everywhere. And people, I think, are scratching their heads going, like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And so I wrote this book to try to help God's people adjust themselves from what I call spiritual cataracts. We did. I'm 73. I just had three eye surgeries because of cataracts.
Right.
And now I can see better because they put new lenses in my eyes. Scraped away this dark.
See, this is what we have this in common. See, I'm in the middle of mine right now. I just had surgery on my right eye. And because I had some LASIK surgery, it's created a little bit of havoc and complication. So I've had to remain here on the West Coast for an extended period of time. But I'm looking forward to getting back home in a couple of weeks, back to Florida.
Well, that's what happens to us. You know, we're around and over time we develop like this problem with our eyes.
Right.
It's very common, and it's very common. And for God's people to develop spiritual cataracts. I wrote this book to try to help us see better and to have a big panoramic viewpoint of our experience as human beings on this planet. And so that's what the book came from. You know, I came from a Jewish background, and
right.
I really had no religious training, so to speak. My father wasn't bar mitzvahed. His father was a horse thief during the Boer War. He fought for the English.
Mm-hmm.
He had more tattoos than Dennis Rodman.
Oh, wow.
And so I've had this kind of legacy of not being religious. And so I you know, wasn't raised in the church, and I wasn't raised in the synagogue. I was a kid that was rather small, but I loved football, and I went in that direction and ended up, you know, playing in the NFL, which was like really strange. And in the course of that time, I'm 22, I ran about a 4.5 40, which is about 26 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine running 26 miles an hour, then running into a guy that was 285 pounds?
Right.
What would
exactly
happen to you? And like, I got destroyed. I mean, my shoulder shattered. I was in the hospital for a week. And then, I get a letter from the other love of my life, football being first and her being second, and she said, goodbye, man, I'm out.
Mm.
And so in 1 week, I lost two idols,
wow,
the idolatry of football and the idolization of this girl, and my life was devastated, and I didn't realize it at the time, but it was God intercepting me, if I can put it in football terms, wanted to redirect my life. That was 50 years ago. So I've been a student of the prophets for 50 years. And I've studied religiously history over the last 2,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, it's given me kind of a high point to be able to view the expanse of the prophecies, histories, scripture. And so there, out of all of that has now come this book, The Deep State Prophecy and the Last Trump.
Mm. Well, you know, Ken, you touched on something here that I want to bring our audience back into focus here, because this is sometimes what happens with people of faith, is that we focus too much on the temporal, on what's happening right now, whether it's the deep state, what's going on in our government and all this sort of thing. But you said something that was very significant, and that had to do with the spiritual context. You know, nothing happens in the physical if it's not happening in the spiritual first. So imagine what must be going on, the kind of turmoil in the spiritual, and we are seeing it played out here in the physical. This is the way it works. So we may be, you know, excited about what's going on in our Congress and Republicans and Democrats and all this upheaval, but what you said reminded me that we need to really focus, people of faith need to really focus first to understand that there is something significant occurring. If it's pronouncing itself in the physical world, what is happening in the heavenlies? Does that make sense?
Exactly. Well, yeah, that's exactly right. And and you know, God has a hard time speaking with us because we're locked up in a myopic understanding about existence, because we conceptualize everything within the context of our own lifespan.
Right.
So we don't see far off. We see nearsighted. And again, you know, God's trying to open blind eyes. And most of the time we think of that in a literal sense. Again, you know, opting out to the physical, material, rather than understanding the blind eyes that he wants to help us open is the eyes of our heart.
Exactly.
It's a whole nother dimensionality of our existence, but we're focused on the dogmas, the theologies, the academia, and we don't understand the difference between our psyche, which is our mind, and our spirit, which is who we really are. And our spiritual computer is much more vast than our mental computer.
Without a doubt.
And so that's why it says in the scriptures that the word of God is quick and sharp, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul, psuche, and pneuma, spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that our inner man is what we need to look at in terms of the perilous times that we're in, not the external world where we see all this chaos. But what is potentially dangerous to the development of our spirit, our human spirit, as it's supposed to be co-joined with God's spirit. And so it's dangerous times we live in because our spirit can be corrupted. And, you know, I was in a church service with an old friend of one of my kids in my college days, and he said 80% of the people in this church, the men, are into pornography. And 50% of the ministers are into pornography. We're living in a perilous times when people's inner person can get corrupted because they don't see the big picture. And so the Lord wants us to understand some very significant things about our development and who we are. And so until we get to a higher perspective to see panoramically with 360-degree vision rather than maybe 30-degree, we're just not going to be dedicated to the Lord in a way that develops our spirit. Because it says in Hebrews, we haven't come to a smoking mountain, speaking about Mount Sinai, but we've come to Mount Hermon, or the city of God, not Zion, which was Mount Hermon, for the perfecting of men's spirits. So the Bible talks about the perfecting of our spirits, that our spirit becomes really co-joined with God's spirit, not in a theological sense, but in a real practical sense where we're seeing the Lord, in our daily experiences on this planet. And if we don't have the high point, if we don't have the far away vision, then we're trapped in religion. We're trapped in just human living, not being who Jesus said we are. He said, "Have not I said ye are Elohim?" To the Jews, and said, you're going to die as mere men. And we're not just mere men. We're the sons and daughters of the living God.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, there is so much more. And God is faithful in saying that, look, you can be confident in knowing that the work that he has begun, that he's in it for the long haul. He has not given up on us. And I can understand why some might think that he probably would. And that is if he had a temporal mindset like the rest of us humanoids. But he is God, Elohim. We've got more coming up from
Life
Ken
Life insurance
Klein.
Is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting where I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, surely every season you are getting to me.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. A conversation with Ken Klein continues. Ken's a Hebrew Christian, as you gathered. Been a believer for more than 50 years. Born in L.A., California back in the 40s. Raised in a Jewish family. But his Aunt Jenny baptized him before he reached the age of 1 year. And as a result of that baptism, Ken has realized God's hand upon his life. He and Jen, who he's been married to for over 45 years, they have three kids, Jonathan, Michael, and Daniel. I want to include them as well. And we're talking about Ken's new book, The Deep State Prophecy and the Last Trump. To what we were discussing earlier, Ken, God opens our eyes. He, if we're searching for him, says that if we will draw near to him, he will draw near to us. And I believe that, God's answering the prayers of his faithful that are looking, as you say, to this broader understanding of what is going on, this lawlessness, this craziness. I mean, you had Billy Graham before he passed, maybe about a year prior, and Dr. Graham rarely entered into last days theology and issues like that. I mean, he was a true evangelist, but even he had to pause for a moment and comment that we are in fact in the last of the last days, as much as he could understand and see himself. But I would say today, to your point of exposure and our eyes being opened up, we've got to be able to see things the way God sees things. And I think that, with Donald Trump has been clearly an exposing agent to the lawlessness that has been running rampant in our country. And it's almost like if it would have continued, we're in a mess now. But if we'd had another 4-8 years of the trajectory that we were on without any kind of course correction, can heaven help the next generation?
Donald Trump is a man that has been affected by a biblical worldview rather than a pagan worldview. So what's in conflict here is how that plays out in globalism or a new world order and the nation state system, which has been in place for some time. So what we're seeing is like the Atlantic crashing into the Pacific, and he's a man that is a nationalist. He's for, a love of America, because America is the last bastion of the light of freedom, because it's based upon a proper definition of man. Mm-hmm. Man is explained in a proper definition in the Constitution, and that's why there's a separation of powers, because the people that came over were reacting to a monarchical system where one man would seize control of all power, a king. Mm-hmm. And so the divine right of kings is what they were reacting to when they set up the United States with the executive, judicial, and legislative branch of the government. So no one man could have absolute power, because man is basically self-centered and sinful. So we have to chain him down, and that's what the Constitution did and does. And yet we see this attack on on the Constitution, because the people that are globalists want to tear down the whole nation-state system and implant a new world order. And if we look at it from the prophetic, which is basically not foretelling, but forthtelling, Jesus said, I'm going to tell you these things now, so when they come to pass, you know that I spoke. Same thing with Moses when he said to Pharaoh, how shall I know you sent me? He says, well, when you're back here at Mount Sinai, you'll know that I spoke.
Exactly.
Most of the what we call prophecy is forecasting the future, when it's really foretelling what God has already said. So
exactly.
when you look back just a few hundred years, not to the big expanse of time on Earth, we can see that socialism, abortion, Planned Parenthood through Margaret Sanger, and even evolution all came from the same think tank in London. And people don't know this, that the seat of the New World Order started with the British Empire, and then when the British Empire was killed by the two world wars, which is a great sword that's explained as one of the horsemen in the Bible, what came out of it was an eighth empire. And it says the eighth will be of the seventh. And this is biblical prophecy that's never really been exegeted properly by the theologians. Mm-hmm. But we're living in the time of the eighth empire, and that eighth empire is expressed in the United Nations. It's all in the Bible.
Right.
And yet we haven't been able to see it. And that's why I wrote this. Forgive me, I'm sounding commercial here. I don't mean to be, but that's why I wrote this book, so that we could see the big panorama from the mountaintop instead of living in the valley and grab bagging and making guesses at it. God spoke it, and here it is, so that when he spoke then about that in the book of Revelation, and now it's coming to pass right before our eyes, we can't see it, but it's because he spoke, and he's trying to help us see our times.
Right. And Ken, you know, the countering force to all this, not only certainly was God's church, but also America, as you said, the founding fathers and the architects of our U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, no doubt, whether it's George Washington or in their writings, Benjamin Franklin, just go down the list. Adams, they all referred to a divine influence and imprint on their thoughts. I mean, they had to, as all the words were coming together and as this was being assembled, the Declaration of Independence, I mean, it was total upheaval. I mean, this is, taking the org chart in business that looks like a traditional pyramid, and the founding fathers were saying, no, we're going to turn it upside down. It's not going to be run by the kings and despots and, czars and, a single entity anymore. This is going to be turned upside down. And at the top of the org chart is we the people.
And see, what people don't understand when you read the Declaration of Independence and how it talks about King George and how he was what he was doing to these people that had come over here. The American Revolution was these people breaking out of the grip of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
The beast system that goes back to the time of the Egyptians and works its treacherous way all through time. And they were breaking out of the seventh head of the beast, which was the British Empire. People don't understand the British Empire was the greatest empire the world had ever seen, even surpassed that of the Roman Empire. Mm-hmm. And yet it would be slain, just according to the way it says it, and out of that would come an eighth empire. And what we're seeing is the imposition of what George H. Bush said is inevitable, a new world order. Mm-hmm. This new world order is a biblical prophecy coming to pass right before our eyes, and yet we can't see it. I've been in New York filming. In fact, my film will be out shortly. When it does, I'll let you know.
But, yes, please.
We were in New York. We were in London filming. We were in Washington, D.C., and the film is a derivative of the book that I wrote, which, like I said, will be out shortly. But people go to New York and they go to Manhattan. They don't see that this UN sitting on the east side of Manhattan,
right. Mm-hmm.
is the beast setting his foot down on the shore. Mm-hmm. And here it is, and everybody's looking at, you know, the World Trade Center or Carnegie Hall or you know,
Times Square, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. They're all distracted by all these amazing places, and they don't see the most significant thing going on in Manhattan is this United Nations building that is now the UN is all over the world. It's mm-hmm. in every country of the world. And we don't see it. We're blind. So that's why it's so important to step back and take a look at what's really happening, how we've gotten to this point, so that we can stand against the evil day. That's what it says in Ephesians, that we might be able to stand against it. We can't change it. We can't change the world, but we don't have to let it destroy us. And for so many people that are just politically orientated and that's all they watch, mm-hmm. they're not watching they're not watching the big picture, and that's
exactly.
Important.
Ken, you mentioned the Bushes. Interesting that H.W. would make the pronouncement that we were heading into this new world order, but yet his son, who follows up after Bill Clinton, resists everything that has to do with the UN. How do you reconcile that?
Well, you know, I'm not sure I can reconcile it, except mm-hmm. to say that if you look back in the history of what's happened since the 1920s, which nobody thinks about the 1920s, but when Woodrow Wilson became president, he set the stage for the whole development of what I call the false prophet, which is in the book,
mm-hmm.
the second beast of Revelation 13. It is happening right before our eyes, and there's no way we can see it, but it goes back to the time of the Wilson administration
mm-hmm.
when he green-lighted the Federal Reserve System, which really ceded the American banking system over to the Rothschilds, who were British bankers.
Right.
That's when we lost America, was when the Federal Reserve System was set up. And then the war started, World War I, which was basically designed to create debt in the world. And then out of that came the attempt at the first shot at the New World Order, which was called the League of Nations.
Exactly.
The League of Nations failed. It failed because God was sovereignly, defending us. But out of that, they came up with this idea of the League of Nations. And so when that failed, on the western side of the world, the Council on Foreign Relations, which Hillary Clinton bows her knee to, calling it the mothership,
mm-hmm.
was set up by the Bushes.
Right.
And Prescott Bush, who was the father of George H. Bush and the grandfather of George W. Bush. And so
Ken, we're out of time, and what this is going to do, encourage people to get their hands on your book, The Deep State Prophecy and the Last Trump. It'll be linked in our website, available at all the usual places. And Ken, you got to come back because this conversation needs to continue. And thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
I appreciate it. I'd love to come back. Thank you.
You got it. Ken Klein, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Maybe not.